Okay, I'm back again and ready when you are, Serena.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, I'll just bring up the notes again. Our topic is the Book of Life, and just to reiterate or to review that the Book of Life basically is going to be a record of everybody that has achieved their purpose according to God's plan. Achieve their purpose in life.
好，所以我们可以定义生命册呢，就是会记载所有能够完成我们出生的命定，神给我们的生命定的所有的基督徒，他的名字都将会在生命册上。
I think it's probably easier for you to see the clear picture if I explain the concept completely first, and then we'll go through and look at the verses which back up the concept which I'll present.
现在听的方式呢，我会先把这整个概念呢解释给我们听，然后再回来看这个经句，让经句能够更明白的显现出刚才等一下听要讲的这个整体的教义。
Okay, and from what I've seen through looking at the verses and what I've studied from other things as well, is that when you become a believer, your name is entered into the book of life.
一开始呢，我们先要理解，就是这个观念是，当我们一成为这个基督徒一个信徒的时候呢，我们的名字就被记载入了生命册。
Okay, and you, so your name stays in the book of life, and this gets you into heaven. So if your name is in the book of life, that means you've believed in Jesus. But once you're into heaven, then you have an evaluation of your life.
You mean, but some people couldn't complete the purpose of life, then the name won't be there.
And then the name gets taken out afterwards. Then it gets blotted out.
But they will still go to the heaven.
They still go to heaven, that's correct.
But when their name will be taken off?
At some stage after they've entered into heaven.
Oh, okay.好，我们要了解就是说，当我们相信了耶稣基督的时候，我们的名字就被列入了生命册。但是当我们死后或者是被提的时候呢，我们人就会进入天堂。那那个时候呢，如果我们是没有完成生命册里，要完成神给，那时候如果神，我们并没有完成我们的命定的话，我们的名字就会在生命册里面被除名。
There's this word in English, I'm just trying to bring it up here. They call it blotted out. And actually, it occurs in the Old and the New Testament. I'll bring up the new share.Okay, I'll just bring the word up and we'll see the verses later. But you have the word blotted out. And if something is blotted out, it means it's wiped out. Or these days you say rubbed out, for example.
好，那这边有一个很比较重要的事情，就是说呢，圣经里面有提到，就是说如果我们基督徒没有完成我们的命定的话呢，我们是会在这个生命册的被除名的。但是他并没有很明确的讲这个除名的动作是在什么时候发生。
To say blotted out, I can explain this later, but you have to remember in the Old Testament times and even the New Testament, they would be writing on what they call papyri, which is a kind of a very ancient kind of a paper. And they would put the ink onto the paper, but to blot out would just mean that they would maybe take some kind of a water or some kind of a liquid,And then they would try to erase the ink writing. The ink would actually wash out of the paper that they were using.
因为生命册在旧约里面就讲了哈，它其实是一种很古老的一种类似像布一样的这种布做的纸啊。所以当我们的名字，我们信了耶稣基督的时候，我们名字被列入生命册，然后后来呢会被 blotted out。它其实方式很可能是像被某一种液体啊，把它洗掉。
So you need to keep this in mind as well. As we look at the verses, we're going to see the concept that if you believed in Jesus, your name goes into the book of life. If you never believed in Jesus, your name would never be in the book of life.
所以我们必须理解，就是说，当我们相信耶稣基督，我们的名字就是会被列入这个生命册的。但是如果从来没有相信耶稣基督的人，他的名字是不会在生命册里出现的。
And then for those who have not completed their plan, or for those that have become We say loser believers, actually. If you're a loser believer, which means that you can never get control of your sins or you never fulfill God's plan for your life, then your name is blotted out.
有一种基督徒称之为失败的基督徒，那这个失败的基督徒就是他不在他的，即使他相信了耶稣基督，但是他不断的犯罪，而且呢也没有真正的悔改，然后也没有为神做见证，也就是他没有完成神给我们的命定。那这样子的这个失败的基督徒呢，他就最终是会从生命册里除名。
But for the winner believer, his or her name remains in the book of life forever.
而那些成功的或者赢家，就是生命的赢家的这个基督徒呢，得胜的基督徒呢，他们的名字就会永远的存在于这个生命册中。
Now I use the term loser believer, so loser means that you lost. You had a race to win. Paul uses the analogy of a race. You have to win the race. If you don't win the race, you lost. That means that you never completed God's plan for your life.
为什么我们把它称之为失败的基督徒跟得胜的基督徒呢？是因为保罗在他的圣经里就提到说，我们的人生就有如一场赛跑啊。那在终点上就是有赢家跟失败者。
These were the believers that maybe they never understood about rebound, or they never understood about the filling of the Holy Spirit. They never understood to give their problems over to God. They always got worried and they were always stressed and their sin nature always had control over them. These are the loser believers.
而什么叫做失败的基督徒呢？这些基督徒他们一直都没有办法学会，他是必须要犯错就要认错。要反弹，要悔改，然后必须要学习在悔改中可以圣灵充满。那他也从来不懂得倚靠神，他不懂得这个信靠与安息的这个重要原则，所以他经常的都在忧虑之中。那这样的基督徒呢，在整个生命中他就是一个失败者。
The only way you can get to become a winner believer is when you learn about all of God's commandments. You learn about all His mandates, what He commands you, and then you believe them. You have to believe what God is saying. You have to be obedient to God, and then you can have victory.
而什么叫做成功的基督徒呢？就是这些基督徒他完全都向神，从神那边学习了神的诫命，而且相信这些重诫命，同时呢顺服于神的这些诫命，然后他就成为一个得胜者。
Most believers, they just do whatever they want to do. Follow the sin nature. They're not doing what God wants them to do. They do what they want to do, or what Satan has convinced them is the right thing to do.
大部分的基督徒呢，其实呢都没有按照神的教导而做。他们常常都是按着他们自己想做的方法去做，去他的行为。那甚至呢，他会变成被撒旦诱惑而去做了撒旦要他们做的事情。
Well, they might live what's called a very superficial Christian life. Now, superficial, super means on top, and the official means like the face. So, from the outside, if somebody is looking at these people, they're saying, oh, this person is a great Christian, because they're doing Christian type things.
所以呢，很多的基督徒他都变成是一个表面上的一个基督徒，就是他就是从他的行为，一般的行为外面看起来，变成像是个基督徒，像是个好基督徒。
Yeah, so they're doing all the rituals. They go to church on the Sunday and they sing the songs and they pay their tithes and they say things like God bless you and God help you and things like that. But you know, this is a very superficial Christian life. That's not the Christian life.
好，因为有很多的基督徒呢，他就是非常非常重视仪式感，然后呢经常的就是为人家说啊，因为神与你同在啊，什么就是讲的好像一副他就是非常非常虔诚的基督徒呢，但就是所谓的像法利赛人那种基督徒，他们这种就是叫做非常假非常表面的基督徒的状态了。
Yeah, so even the unbeliever can do that. The unbeliever can go to church and the unbeliever can sing songs to God if they want to, and the unbeliever can say God bless you, and many unbelievers do.
而 其实呢，有很多的非信徒，他就变成说也去了教会，也唱诗祝福你，但其实他们内心并没有真正相信神。
The real Christian has to have a complete change of their thinking. The real Christian, their whole soul, all of their thinking, all of their heart and their mind becomes like Jesus Christ and becomes changed to be like the thinking of Jesus Christ.
而何谓真正的基督徒呢？真正的基督徒，他是必须从他的头脑思维到他的身心，全部都愿意改变，而改变的更像耶稣基督。
That's why we have, for example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when it talks about in verse 16, it says we have the thinking of Jesus Christ.
这也就是哥林多前书二章十六节所说的，我们的思维要像耶稣。
And in Romans 12:2, talks about that you have to be changed. You have to stop thinking as according to the people of this world or the current of this world and change your thinking. It has to be renovated.
也就是罗马书十二章二节所说的，我们必须要改变我们的思维，要从属世的思维变成更像耶稣的思维。
And actually there's another really good verse just while we're on the subject here. If you go to Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, and there's a verse here which tells us that it's a command to take on the thinking of Jesus Christ.
那腓立比前书的二章五节更清楚地告诉我们说，我们要用基督耶稣的心彼此对待，我们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And in Philippians 2:5, it says in the English, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
因为他的英文是讲说，让我们的思维啊，是像耶稣一样的思维在我们的心中。就如果直接按照英文这样翻的话，是这样子。
Now, we would have studied this before. You have the Greek word here. This is phronete. The root word is phroneo, but it talks about objective thinking.
The Greek refer to which word in English?
Well, it doesn't really have it. That's the problem, actually. They say, let this mind be. See, it's in the imperative mood. But they're really saying, think like this. But objective thinking. See, the word phroneo means objective thinking. So have objective thinking in you.
好，这个希腊文其实跟英文之间很难哈做一个翻译，因为它希腊文的意思比较像是说，让你的用命令句哦，它希腊文有那个命令句形态哈，它就说用一个如此思想，它那个字就是它就是命令你要如此思想，那这个思想的方法就是像耶稣一样。
And the dictionary here, you can see on this, it says phroneo. So phroneo is the basic form. But again, in the passage that Paul is writing, he uses the imperative form. So it's a command.
原本的这个字根呢是
phroneo. Well, see, phroneo means to think, but like here they say to exercise the mind with concern or obedience. So if you put all this together from the dictionary, you can sort of see it, but I'll give you a basic term for it.
好，所以它原本的这个希腊文是叫 phronete。好 ，phronete 的意思就是说你要练习用你的思维。它其实是一个思维有目标性的一个思维方式。那但是呢，保罗在用 phronete 的时候呢，他用了一个命令句的形态，他把那个希腊文的 phronete 就是练习。思维的那个字呢，变成了是命令性的，就是说你一定要这样做。
They try to bring it out in the dictionary here, and they explain, for example, earnestly, more or less, earnestly in a certain direction. So earnestly means like you're trying to focus your mind in a, you know, to a certain target, to a certain object.
好，所以这边用那个。用了一个更清楚的解释呢，就是说你要专注于在某一个目标上，就是你的、yeah. 也就变成说你的思维是很专注于某一个方向的。
It's a bit difficult to bring out, but there's one word that, or two words I like to use actually, and it's just, if you use the word objective thinking, okay, and that means objective thinking has to come from a source of truth, and that truth is from the Bible.
就是我们如果把它用英文那两个字，就是 objective thinking， 哈，就是目标导向的思维的话呢，这种目标导向的思维，它一定是要来自于一个真理，是以真理为基础的一个思维模式。
See, in the world, you have many different kinds of thinking, and some people say, well, my thinking is right, and other people say, well, no, my thinking is right. And like, you look at the news, for example, with the COVID mandates and with the vaccine mandates, everybody has a different idea about what's right, what's truth, what is the science, what's not science. Everybody has a different idea.
因为我们在这个人类的世界上，你会发觉有各种各样的人，他都会有不同的想法。好，那这些不同想法都大家都认为自己是对的，所以要有一个更客观的想法的一个基础，一定是它是在真理的原则下的一个思考。
The problem is a lot of people, if you like a certain style of thinking, then that's the news media that you're going to go to, and that's the social media that you'll go to, that's the websites you'll go to, is the news links you go to. You go to those news links which agree with your thinking.
而我们常常呢在看到或听到的一些思维都是站在比如说我们从网络上面得来的一些思维，那大家其实都是从非常主观的角度去表达的，所以刚刚那个 objective thinking 就是一个客观的一个思维模式，那些个人主义的思维呢就是 subjective thinking， 就是主观的思维。
What you need to answer, the question you need to answer is what is the right way to think?
所以呢，对于我们在思想的时候，我们应该要去试图分辨怎么样才是对的一个思维方式。
Because the Bible tells us that we cannot trust our own thinking, we cannot trust our own understanding.
我们圣经教导我们说，我们不能够完全相信我们自己的思维。
Yeah, and that would be subjective thinking. See, the Bible says you cannot trust your own thinking because that's subjective thinking, and that means you're going to be biased. You're going to have a personal idea based on your ideas, what you think is what's right and what's wrong.
圣经非常强调我们不能够站在我们主观的立场去想事情，因为这样的话我们会非常非常容易就是反正就是不客观啦，就是非常的个人思维，那这个人思维的主观性的思维很可能都是错的，因为我们站在的位置是非常的低非常小的，我们看不到全貌。
Yeah, so basically you have to get rid of all your own thinking, all that thinking that you grew up with, the thinking that your parents taught you, the thinking that you learned at school, the thinking that your government tried to teach you. When you become a Christian,You know, ultimately, you need to change all of that thinking with the thinking that comes from God, which is the Word of God.
所以呢，当我们成为一个基督徒的时候呢，我们就要开始丢掉我们从小、从家里、从学校、从这个社会关系，甚至从国家想法，我们要改成完完全全的将我们的主观或者是这种就说世界观改变成为神的观点，站在神的位置上能够看到更客观的世界全貌。
Yeah. Now as you learn the Bible, you might find that some of the things your parents taught you were correct, and some of the things you learned at school were okay, and some of the things your government has told you is okay.But you don't really know until you get the objective thinking that comes from learning the Bible.
所以呢，我们从小从父母这边所学，或者是社会所学，很可能是有对的事，也有错的事。但是我们没有办法分辨哪些事情对，哪些事情错，直到我们开始研读圣经，了解神的思维，从神的观点去看这件事情的时候，我们才有分辨力。
Just to give you one example to finish off, just in the last week, I think it's only been a week ago now, a poll results have been released from Gallup Polls. This is a very big organization that does polling in the United States.
在上个礼拜这个发表了一个盖洛普的一个调查报告。
Yeah, but I think it's actually information that they gathered over the last couple of years, and now they've released the information just recently.
其实盖洛普已经将两花了大概两年的时间在收集这些资料，那他们终于发表了这个报告。
If I remember correctly, they said that now that 7.2%, this is according to their polls, and usually I think they're pretty good with their polls, 7.2% of US citizens identify, they use this word identify as either lesbians, bisexual, gay, or transgender.
盖洛普呢，现在发表的这一个报告说呢，在美国的公民里面有 2.5 个百分比他们承认就是被定位为这个同性恋者。
Yeah, that's over all the population from the very young people to the very old people.
而这个比例呢是从非常年轻非常年轻的人到老年人。
But they say for the generation, I think they call them Generation Z, that means that people are now 18 to 25 years old. They say that of the Generation Z, there's 20%. So if you take just that one portion of the population, this is the 18 to 25 year olds, they say 25% are either recognizing themselves as lesbian, gay, lesbian, bi, bisexual, gay, or transgender.
而年龄在18到25岁的这个所谓的 Z 世代呢，他们的同性恋或者是这种什么多元性观念的人呢，却有 20%， 也就是五分之一的人。
That is a huge number.
It's crazy. 真的很可怕的一个大的数字。
But the thing is, you know, that's what these people have been told. See, if you go back 100 years ago, you know, maybe that percentage maybe be like 0.01%. It was very unusual that people would even say that they were gay or, you know, be gay.
How long ago?
Well, even 50 years ago. You could say 50 years ago, maybe that number would be 1%. Maybe not even 1%.
No, I think less than that.
Yeah, probably less than that. Less than 1%.
Yeah. 而50年前说不定连1%的这个同性恋者都没有，可是现在却在 Z 世代他们却说有20%。
But this is a result when people have stopped learning the Bible, see that they no longer have objective thinking and they have subjective thinking. They say, I want to be what I want to be. And the media, see, they talk about the media. It's being taught in schools. The parents are teaching now. It's okay if you want to be gay, if you want to be a lesbian or whatever, that's okay. So this is completely different from the Word of God.
而这个也原因呢，就是因为现在的美国的社会已经太多都不再读圣经，不再受到基督的教育了。那所以呢，就变成整个从这个媒体到学校的教育里面，都让所有的年轻人或孩子们认为他们可以选择他们自己想要怎么样的一个性关系。那所以他就变成是已经到有20%的人要把自己定位为一个同性恋者。
Yeah, and again, these people, they get into their own little bubble. So, for example, they think, oh, maybe I am gay because the teacher at school said that we could be gay. And now, so they go onto TikTok and they go onto like YouTube and Instagram and things like this. And they will go to those websites or they go to that information which confirms their thinking that, yes, they should be gay, they should be lesbian, they should be transgender.
然后呢，很多的年轻人，他们可能在这种一种假象的这个泡沫化的一个局限的一个泡沫化的一个思维里面呢，被暗示说，哦，你有可能是这个同性恋者，然后他们就上到这些社交媒体里面去确认自己就是一个同性恋者，就是拿到一些错误的一些讯息或者就是一些很好笑的一些分析哈，然后就让他们自己确认自己就是同性恋者。
Yeah, and if you know how they call them algorithms on your telephones, for example, when YouTube does it, they start to learn. They have programs, they know what kind of things you like to look at. And the more you like to look at something, Say if you like shopping for handbags and you're always shopping for handbags, then all of the time they will recommend new TikTok or new YouTube clips about shopping for handbags. And so that confirms that what you're doing is a good thing.
因为现在社交媒体都会有这种状况，就是你比如说你想要买一个手提包，结果你从第一次在这个网络上查询手提包之后，他就一直送各种手提包的相关讯息给你。所以假设有一个人他在网络上面去搜寻同性恋啊，女性同性恋或男性同性恋，然后他就一直收到这方面的讯息，那你看多了看久了你就开始受他影响。
Yeah, and so that increases in your mind that what you're doing is okay. Everybody else is doing it. And this is part of the world. So that becomes part of the subjective thinking, which separates you from God's thinking.
而这样子的这种整体环境会让这些人他们一再的收到这样子的讯息，而且让他觉得这样的思考讯息是正确的，是没有问题的。那也就是他从他的非常主观性的思维里面呢，越来越远离神的教导，也就是远离了客观性的思维。
Yeah, but you know, for Christians, what we need to do is we need to understand what is objective thinking, and that can only come from studying the Bible.
而对于一个基督徒来讲，我们必须要理解，我们必须要去学习客观的思维，那也就是要从神的观点来看事情。那我们能够学习的唯一方法就是研读圣经。
So just to finish off, we'll just review this verse again. It's Philippians 2:5. It's an imperative mood. So, you know, have objective thinking or have truth. You could say like, you know,Be thinking truth in you, in your soul, as Jesus Christ was thinking.
好，所以我们再来重复看一遍这个腓立比书的二章五节，就是我们必须要用这个客观或者说真理的思维，像耶稣基督一样的思维。
If you take on that truth, if you're thinking like Jesus Christ, you're obedient to God the Father,Ultimately, your name will stay in the book of life because you can achieve God's purpose for your life.
所以呢，当我们可以一直以基督耶稣的心为心，顺服于这个耶稣基督的教导，有神的思维的话，我们就会能够保持这个神，就是我们就能够达成神的命定，而让我们的名字能够一直留在生命册中。
Thank you. Okay, so let's bow our heads.
好，让我们现在低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you've given to us your word in order that we can have objective thinking and think like Jesus Christ.
感谢天父给我们的教导，让我们知道我们要能够要保有客观的思维，而像耶稣一样的心。
We give thanks that today we had the opportunity to study your word via the internet with a reasonably good signal.
感谢天父给我们现在非常非常好的这个讯号，让我们可以经由这个网路学习。
And we give thanks that the Holy Spirit was able to teach new things to our souls in order that we might glorify you.
也感谢圣灵让我们能够学习您新的讯息，让我们可以荣耀你。
And so we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.